Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show is clearly turning off one Burt Show listener who feels like we are being too nice. Too nice, specifically to the newest member of the Burt Show, Abby.
I made the mistake of checking out the commentary on the Burt Show podcast page.
Why do you do this? Oh, why do you do this? For years now.
Believe it or not, I have got some constructive criticism that I have actually implemented on air. I don't know if you can tell or not, but, and I do a deep dive into not what I'm doing, but why I'm doing it. What?
Nothing. I think it's social media cutting, and I just will not entertain.
I don't go to Facebook anymore, man.
Okay.
I left that.
You're weaning yourself.
Yes. Right. So I got to get my negativity somewhere. So I decided to peruse the comments for our podcast.
It's even worse on the podcast, though, because you can't respond to them. We can't delete that. You can't do anything to them. You could just read them and sit there.
If someone's got beef with one person on the show, they'll just rail and give it a one star. It's just BS.
I know. But to address, because there is one, I don't know why I took my glasses off. Because I need them. I know Cassie wants to address this because somebody wrote, embarrassing. You are taking down the negative comments immediately. I know because I posted one and it was only there a short time. Don't beg for 5 stars. Cassie, can we delete comments?
No.
We literally can't.
Lord.
Yeah. And
we don't beg for 5 stars, but they certainly would be nice.
Right?
I don't think we've ever actually, maybe during the podcast we have.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, and also when I read these comments, I'm not going to lie, I was literally about to walk into my therapist's office and I was sitting in the parking lot reading these and I go, perfect timing. I just read some really nasty comments about myself on the podcast. Would you please go and give us 5 stars and post a nice comment? Every podcaster does that. Every podcaster says, hey, if you like what you're listening to, please give us 5 stars. Please leave a nice comment. 99.9% podcasters do that. It's not embarrassing. It's part of the podcast game. All right. So I'm going through and I'm reading some of these and you know, some of them are laughable, but the one about, and my husband gets on me as well, is I have an issue of interrupting or finishing somebody's sentences. And it is something I'm actively working on. And the reason why I do it is because on my old show, the first year I had, I was doing morning radio, my host got a brain tumor and he had a brain surgery and he suffered from aphasia afterwards that, you know, corrected itself. But because he was dealing with aphasia, myself and the other co-host, we would have to finish his sentences for him. And we would kind of like film it. It's like playing a game of catchphrase almost. So I got so used to doing that, that it's just kind of like ingrained in me. So now I'm kind of having to rewire that I don't need to finish people's sentences. But that's where it all stems from. Now, anyway, there was a comment about Abby and what we are doing. And it legitimately got into my head. And I wanted to discuss because I'm so perplexed and I don't know if there's a fine line, but like, how do you establish what is just being kind and welcoming to what is considered love bombing? Now, before I read this comment, I pulled up the definition of love bombing and it says the action or practice of lavishing someone with attention or affection, especially in order to influence or manipulate them. We have talked about love bombing on the show before, mm-hmm. especially in relationships, which can be very dangerous because they're just kind of luring you in so they could have you in their grasp and then control you afterwards. So And it's, I think it's a fairly new term. Like, I haven't heard it often before. So I think this is kind of like a new revelation in the love game, right?
Yeah, it's one of those trendy, I hate calling it trendy, but like gaslighting's another one. Mm-hmm. Something that is kind of thrown around, but it's a manipulation tactic that's pretty,
This was highlighted on Ted Lasso a couple of weeks ago also.
Okay, so we got one star with the subject, try less. And Megan wrote, they are so desperate to make Abby happy and make her know they like her. Mm-hmm. It's one thing to make sure the new girl feels welcome. They're solidly in love bombing. Cats in studio. Target shopping spree. An entire show dedicated to her birthday. Designer shoes, all in caps. Offers to join her at the T-Swift concert and pay for everything. I just want you to feel welcome. And for the sake of sounding so incredibly unhumble, not humble, whatever, I think I'm a nice person. And I remember what it was like moving to a brand new city and not knowing anybody and being in your early 20s. And it's like, oh, can we not be kind?
This is why I don't read the comments right here. Because for me, like, we can get 50 really nice comments. And the one comment that we get like this makes me dislike people, which is really doing a disservice for the 49 people that were really, really awesome. And I think that's human nature.
And it's not like we haven't done that for other people. Like, you had a puppy party for your birthday one year. We bought in our intern's golden retriever puppies. Bert had a birthday and it was your idea, Kristen. We turned the whole studio into a beach, brought in sand and like papered the walls and had a huge birthday thing. You bought me and surprised me with tickets to Britney Spears in Vegas. So it just so happened to be Abby's birthday. So it's not like, I agree if we all like never did anything nice for each other ever. And then Abby came in the studio and was showered with gifts. It would be a little weird, but this isn't like a new concept or theme on this show.
Nah, it's silly.
Yeah, personally, I'm glad you brought this up because I do think you guys were being a little too nice to me. It's starting to bother me. I'm not used to this and not comfortable with it.
Well, this changes today.
Perfect. We're all going to flip it around. But I think like when something happens back to back to back, like there was a couple of weeks where people were telling me to shut up about Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. That's because a lot of Taylor Swift stuff was happening back to back to back, like her breakup, and I was going to her concert. And so people hear that and they have a moment of irritation and they decide to lash out and put a one-star review.
I guess I'm just a little older than you guys, and I now am at a point in my life where I don't feel like my life or this show needs to explain itself. Like, if you don't like the way that we're treating Abby, so long, man. I mean, if you don't like the way that Abby is reporting on Taylor Swift, this is what we do. And I don't feel like we need to defend or explain ourselves. Either you like us or you don't. If you don't, there's a whole bunch of other shows out there that kind of suck. But at least
and,
you got
and
options.
They're mean to their co-hosts.
So for the record, Abby, I'm going to still keep on being nice to you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. If you have any more designer shoes, feel free to bring them my way.
For the record, I hate you.
Yeah, I'm going to add some balance around here.
Yeah, me too now. Yeah. I'll swing in the other way. Uh-huh. For sure.
Keeps me humble.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.